Welcome to the Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Welcome to Zig Ziglar's Inspire Podcast. This is your host, Blake Lindsay. Today, Zig is going to be talking about power, the power of focus. When you focus your energy, your time, and your resources, you have power. This is why your goals all need to be specific and focused. Let's listen to Zig, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon, really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, most goals should be specific. They need to be specific. I simply want to say this. When your goals are specific, things happen. A number of years ago, I was aboard an aircraft, and I was flying over Niagara Falls. We were at about 30,000 feet. The captain of the aircraft said, "Those of you who are seated on the right-hand side of the aircraft, I'm going to tilt the plane slightly left. You should go look at Niagara Falls." Well, the plane was about half empty. I went to the left. Now, 30,000 feet is roughly 6 miles up in the air. That's a long way off. But even from 6 miles distance, the enormous power of 180 million gallons of water a minute flowing over those falls, that's an enormous amount of water. The spray was coming up, and even at 30,000 feet, you could see it. You were impressed with the awesome power of Niagara Falls. And yet for years and years and years, that awesome power fell to the rocks below and dissipated into the distance. Then one day a man came along and said, "You know, I wonder what would happen if we did some construction here and took a small portion of that power, focused it on a specific point, get it to turn some wheels and generate some hydroelectricity." Bottom line is, they have farmed millions of acres of ground. They've created thousands of jobs. They've educated children. They've built homes and schools and hospitals. They've prospered simply because that power was focused. When we focus our lives, then we unleash an incredible amount of power in our lives. You now need to check for balance. Now, what's the purpose of all of these? Every step is designed to let you mark off some of the things you've previously written down. Folks, as I said earlier, you can't successfully have 100 goals and work on them all at the same time. Check all of the things that are left for balance. Physical, mental, spiritual, personal, family, career, social, and financial. You might go down the list and ask yourself a question. If I reach every one of these goals, will I be happy, healthy, reasonably prosperous, secure, have friends, peace of mind, good family relationships, and hope in the future? Or do I have it skewed in one or two areas? Too much physical, too much financial, not enough social, not enough family, or whatever. Ask yourself the question, do I have a balanced goals program? Now, as you ask yourself that question about, is it a well-balanced program, then you need to ask yourself five basic questions. The first question, is this really my goal? Do I really want to drive a new Lincoln or a Lexus or whatever? Is that what I really want? Or do I want to get one because that sucker down the street's got one? And if that dude can get one, I can get me one too. Do I want to go to this university because it's the best university for me to get exactly what I want to further my career? Or do I want to go there because a good friend of mine is going and, you know, we want to go to the same school? You need to ask yourself the question, is this really my goal? We've got a lot of preachers and plumbers and lawyers and doctors and CPAs and other people who are not nearly as good as they could be because they're not doing what they really wanted to do. Their parents, their grandparents, their preachers, their professors had said, you ought to be this. And without really giving it any further thought, somebody else has just said, their goal. Is this really my goal? Is it morally right and fair to everyone concerned? Let me tell you, you cannot be permanently happy at somebody else's expense. Nor can you be permanently happy if it violates the moral, ethical principles upon which society itself must rest. As an aside, you know, any society where everything goes eventually is going to be gone. We need, ladies and gentlemen, to ask that question. Now, incidentally, the third question, will reaching this goal take me closer to or further from my major objective in life? As an example, if you're having financial difficulties, if you will take questions number 2 and 3 and put them in on a 3x5 card, put them in your pocket, and every time you're tempted to take your credit cards out, and then that's the first thing you see, ask those questions. Is it morally right, and will reaching this goal, getting this, take me closer to or further from my major objective in life? Let me tell you a story. Young man whom I'm very close to, love very much, came to me several years ago. You remember when the CDs and the CD players first came out? It was about 5 years ago, if my memory serves me correctly, or something like that. Well, he said, Zeke, can you get me a discount on a CD player? And I said, well, probably so. And he said, well, I sure like to get one of those things. Now, let me say, I had privilege to a lot of information about this young man. He loves electronic gadgets, and if it has anything to do with music, man, if it's available, it's got to be his. I mean, everything in sight. So I said, well, now let me ask you a question before we go by it. He said, okay. I said, is it morally right and fair to everyone concerned? Well, he thought about that for a moment. He said, yeah, I think it's morally right and fair to everyone concerned. I said, okay, next question. Will getting this CD player take me closer to or further from my major objective in life? He looked at me and he said, you just don't want me to have it. I said, no. Hey, it's your deal. But now let me say again, I had privy to some special information. The young man was a carpenter. His objective was to move up in the construction business. He wanted to be a subcontractor. Now, in order to be a subcontractor, you got to have a lot of tools. He didn't have those tools. He didn't need to spend that money on a CD player. He needed to be buying tools. Now, I'm not going to tell you those two questions is the reason why all the following things happen. But I am going to be bold enough to say they played a part. Number one, he did not get the CD player. Number two, today, he's a superintendent with one of the three largest home builders in America. And in his state last year, the homes that he was in charge of represented 62% of all of the homes they built.
Those are some great questions to ask yourself as you focus your resources on a goal. Keep in mind, is it morally right and fair to everyone concerned? Is it really your goal? Is it consistent with your other goals? By asking yourself these questions, you make sure that the goals you are working towards are the correct goals. I encourage you to keep coming back to the Ziegler Inspire podcast, and together we will learn that formula for setting goals. This is Blake Lindsay encouraging you to live your life to the fullest.
Zig Ziglar.
Ziglar.
Inspiring true performance.